Well, good morning again from London Road Baptist Church here in sunny Lowestoft, and it's great to see you all again. If you've just found us by Googling, can I just say right at the beginning of the service, if you go onto our website and click on the service links on the website rather than direct from Google, you'll get the total broadcast of this service, including the songs, and you can learn a little bit more about us here at London Road Baptist Church. Fantastic to see you. If you're a regular, great to see you. And it was really good earlier to see many of you on our Zoom meet and greet, what we had just before the broadcasting of this service. On our Sunday mornings, we've been looking at the post-Easter events, the post-Pentecost events, when the church came into being, and how the church grew throughout Palestine, and then throughout the Middle East, and then went beyond into Greece and Turkey and other areas. And a couple of weeks ago, we looked at how the church grew in Antioch, and then last week, we looked at how it went to Philippi, and we met that wonderful lady called Lydia, who established a church there in Philippi. But today, we're going to look at another lady, a lady who was a behind-the-scenes lady, a lady in a town called Joppa, which is in Palestine, in Israel. And when this lady died, she was missed so much that the early church prayed to God in Jesus' name that she would be brought back to life. And her name was Tabitha, also known as Dorcas, and that town was Joppa. Let me just give you a little introduction to her, found in Acts chapter 9, verse 36. We read these words: in Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha, which when translated is Dorcas, who was always doing good and helping the poor. Dorcas simply believed in and belonged to Jesus, and that's what made her who she was. And that theme of belonging to and believing in is typified in our wonderful opening song, Jesus, I Believe in You. Thank you. And so, Lord, because we do believe in you, and because we belong to you, we want to talk to you now. And we recognize that talking to you is no different from talking to one another now, wherever we are. But talking to you we call prayer. And so we're going to talk to you now in prayer. And we just sang and echoed the words of that song, Jesus, I believe in you, and Jesus, I belong to you. And the reason that I sing with all I am is I want to worship you. And so, Lord, we want to worship you, not just on this special day, this Sunday, this Sabbath day, but we want to worship you every day. And so in the areas of our lives where we just haven't worshipped you this week as we should, we just ask for your forgiveness. But we want to say again, Lord, I want to commit to you with all I am, because I recognize that you are Lord and that I am yours forever. And I'll walk with you wherever you go. And I recognize, Lord, that sometimes walking with you brings tears and other times brings joy. But I'm going to trust in you, and I will always live in all of your ways and hold on to your promises forever. Amen. Well, as we've been doing over recent weeks, it's really good. We now go and spend a little bit of time in one of our members' houses. And today we're going to visit Nick and Sarah Webb. And Nick's on the leadership team of this church. And Nick's going to, along with his lovely wife Sarah, they're going to bring this morning's reading to us. And they've chosen a song that they think suitably adds to the theme of this morning's service. So I'm going to hand over you now to Nick and to Sarah.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Nick and Sarah here. Hope you're keeping well.
The reading this morning comes from Acts 9, 36 to 42. I'll pause so you can find it in your Bible. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, please come at once. Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm now going to lead us in a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for our country. We pray for our country's Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. We pray for wisdom for those having to make weighty decisions in government and in opposition. We pray for all government advisers. We pray for God's wisdom and peace to be upon them. Lord, I continue to pray for the NHS, for continued good health and protection over all those working on the front line. We ask for wisdom, peace and love at this difficult time. Father God, we pray for an end to COVID-19. We pray for breakthroughs in treatment and a vaccine to be developed, for our nations to take seriously the measures put in place to protect us all. Father God, we pray for our communities and our neighbours. those who have contracted COVID-19 and are trying to recover, those who are isolated and lonely, those in the most at-risk categories, the elderly and those with pre-existing medical conditions. Father God, we pray for those suffering heartache from having lost loved ones, those who are suffering financially. Father God, we pray for your peace to be upon our children and young people at this time of uncertainty. We pray for our own town, Lowestoft, and our church, London Road Baptist Church. We pray for Neil as he leads, and all upon the leadership team. We pray for Alicia Reed, John and Mel and Charlotte, Andy, Claire and baby Malachi, David and June Jewson, Flish Chapman, Irene and Rick, Marilyn and Clive Patterson, Angie, Dawn, Vi Cropley, Patricia, David Plant, Maddie and Dennis Moore, Madeline and David Halliday. God of compassion, be close to those who are ill, afraid or in isolation. In their loneliness, be their consolation. In their anxiety, be their hope. In their darkness, be their light. Through him who suffered alone on the cross, but reigns with you in glory, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy follow me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God.
Well, thanks, Nick and Sarah. Really fantastic. And thanks for choosing that wonderful song, that our God is mighty to save and that everybody needs compassion. And we're going to be talking about a very compassionate lady today. And her name, as I've said, was Dorcas or Tabitha. And I'll explain why she's got different names too in a moment. But I've got this wonderful little clip. It's only just over 2 minutes long, but it helps tell the story of Tabitha. And this video is called Unsung Heroes. And now enjoy that before I come and bring God's word to you.
The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Jesus taught that spiritual rebirth is like the wind. It is a mysterious, indefinable change, but you can see and feel the results of it. While human beings may not be able to see the Holy Spirit, we can see and feel the results of His work. The Holy Spirit can even make everyday people into heroes. The Bible tells us the stories of people who lived in the power of that Spirit birth without ever tasting fame for their good deeds. Tabitha, also known as Dorcas, was one such person. The Bible does not tell us much about this woman, but says enough to get the picture. She was always doing good and helping the poor. When Tabitha passed away, her friends called for the disciple Peter to come. Using the same mysterious power of the Holy Spirit, Peter raised Tabitha from the dead. But her resuscitation is not the most beautiful part of the story. The most striking thing is the widows. While she was dead, Tabitha was mourned by a group of widows, women who had lost their husbands and therefore most likely their livelihoods and security. These women wept bitterly for Tabitha and showed Peter all of the clothing that she had made to help poor people, just like them. Tabitha was a hero to these widows. The spiritual power at work in this story is invisible. We can't see the Spirit of God hovering over everyday situations, acts of kindness, and the last dying breaths of unsung heroes. But we can see the results. We can see the world being moved as the wind blows. Paul says that the same power that raised Christ from the dead is the power at work in those who believe in Him. Tabitha is just one example in a long list of ordinary, everyday superheroes. Have you felt the wind blowing? Have you felt the Spirit moving the hero within you?
Well, we're going to talk about Tabitha. I've called this morning Tabitha, a.k.a. Dorcas. Tabitha Dorcas, a.k.a. from Joppa. And just before I started talking to you, I had a brief conversation with Martin and John here. And just to double check that everybody knows what a.k.a. stands for. And it simply known means also known as. You know, famous people often take on different names. Here's a few I came over this week. Do you realise that Cliff Richard is really called Harry Roger Webb? Cary Grant, his real name is Archibald Leach. Do you know what Elton John's real name is? Reginald Kenneth Dwylight. Now, my mother used to like this person who goes by the name of Engelbert Humperdinck. But Engelbert Humperdinck's original name was Arnold Dorsey. I'd have stuck with Arnold if I'd have been Engelbert. Michael Caine is Morris Micklewhite. And Tina Turner, Anna Maya Bullock. But I want to introduce you today to a woman who has three names. She's known as Tabitha, a.k.a. Dorcas, a.k.a. Gazelle. So just turn with me now again to that passage read to us by Nick and Sarah. Acts 9, verse 36. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which when translated is Dorcas, who was always doing good and helping the poor. Now let me just explain to that this to you. Tabitha is her Aramaic name, Dorcas is her Greek name. And in the ancient world, in this part of the world, they spoke Aramaic. Jesus spoke Aramaic. But the writings of Jesus is written down in Greek. So Greek was the universal language of literature, where each different areas of the empire may have spoken a different tongue. And both these names mean gazelle. It was common in practice then to give an animal nickname to a beautiful woman. I just want to ask you, tongue in cheek, what animal name would you call the lady or the man in your life? Well, this lady called Tabitha or Dorcas lived in Joppa, which is a town in Palestine about 35 miles northwest of Jerusalem. Evangelized after the day of Pentecost, when the Jesus story began to scatter and left Jerusalem. Interestingly, we don't know anything about what Tabitha ever said, but we do know a lot about what she did. We have no record of her words, but we know about her work because her life of servanthood spoke loudly. There's an interesting challenge already when it comes to Tabitha. Will you be remembered for what you said or what you've done? Now, most commentators think that she was a widow or a single woman because there's no mention of any man in her life, and it would have been common then, if she had a partner, for the gospel writers to reference it. And as you read through the New Testament, you find that women were very involved in the global expansion of the church. It's interesting, when you have a moment, just look in Romans 16, where Paul mentions women who had helped in the growing of the church. He talks about Phoebe, he talks about Priscilla, he talks about Mary, he talks about Tharaphena and Theoposa and Persia. Of these last three, it says that they all work hard in the Lord. And as we look at Tabitha, we can learn three things about her life. First of all, Tabitha was a devoted disciple. She is known as a disciple or a follower of Jesus. Now that's quite deep, as I often say in this church, because Tabitha is not known as a believer, she's known as a disciple. In fact, she's the only woman in the whole of the New Testament explicitly identified as a disciple. She was so devoted that only the word disciple was an adequate description used to define her. And a disciple was a learner, a follower, one who was determined to be like his or her teacher. You know, one of the finest compliments somebody could pay you would be to say, you act just like Jesus. So the disciples were trying to act like Jesus. We're called to be disciples. And if you ever want to define what is a disciple is a mimicker of Jesus. And that could be said of Tabitha. And we know that this wonderful woman had a heart of compassion, just like Nick and Sarah's song. She had a heart of compassion, just like Jesus Christ did. And she recognized that everybody needed compassion and a savior. Secondly, she was a doer of deeds. The people were not only moved by her, she moved in response to the needs that she saw. She served people, and people knew they were served by her because of her Saviour. That was her identity. She was saved to serve. And I just want to say that you are not saved just to sort of hang around until you're called up to heaven. You're called to be servants. We're called to be workers. And there is all these activity words that describe us this side of heaven. When we get to heaven, we're called citizens. This side of heaven, we're called workers, we're called servers, we're called servants, and all these activity words. And this was her identity. In fact, she was a devoted disciple, and a devoted disciple is a doer of good deeds. And this Miss Dorcas, this Tabitha, this gazelle called Lady was a devoted disciple who used her gifts and her abilities to further the kingdom of God. Because the Bible says she was always doing good. And that's an incredible accolade. Not often doing good, always doing good. Wouldn't you agree with me that if there were more people filled with words than there are people filled with works? I find that what I say I'm going to do and what I end up doing, there is often a gulf between. But it was her holy habit to always abound and overflow with good deeds. Paul later says this in Galatians 6, verse 9, "Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." So this Tabitha did not do anything heroic like the Bible character Deborah, or risky like the Bible character Rahab. She simply served Jesus by ministering to the marginalized. And thirdly, she helped the hurting. She always did good and had a heart to help the hurting and the hopeless. In those days, widows did not have social security or pensions. If they were to be cared for, it was by the family or the church. And look there in the last part of verse 36. It says, helping the poor. And verse 39 tells us that she was a seamstress. And since in those days there was no Primark or M&S stores in Joppa, making clothes was a task that was assigned to women in that culture. But she was doing more than just sewing on her Singer sewing machine. She's a picture of a true woman. Look at that after this service in Proverbs 31. John Sturgeon states this, that while less than 10% of Christians have the spiritual gift of evangelism, 90% do have the gift of serving. And you know, during these explosions of kindness, many people are so moved that they actually come to her church in Joppa and get served. Later, when Peter, who's in this story, wrote 1 Peter, he sums up the importance of serving like this in 1 Peter 4:10. Maybe he was reflecting on his earlier experiences of Dorcas. But he wrote this: "Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms." So Paul understood that administering God's grace isn't just about a person like me speaking at the front of a church. It's also about a person like you, yes, speaking, but a person like you and me actually doing things. And apparently, Tabitha's unique compassion, her contributions were so important to the Joppa Bible Church that when she died, God raised her back to life. I want to read you this again. It was read to us earlier in the service. Just bear with me while I have a drink, please. So here we are again in Acts 9, verses 37 to 41. "About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, 'Please come at once.' And Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. And all the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and the other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. And Peter sent them out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and he prayed, and turning towards the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." That must have been a challenge for Peter. I just want to say that. Maybe he didn't think it was going to work, so he sent everybody out, but he was going to give it a go. And he gets down on his knees, does Peter. He's never done this before, and he says, "Tabitha, get up." And back to the story. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and he helped her to her feet. Then he called the believers and the widows back in and presented her to them alive. You know, in that story, it says that they showed Peter the robes and the other clothing. In the original language, which was Greek, it refers both to their undergarments and their outerwear. Tabitha had made everything that these people were wearing. They were literally clothed in Tabitha's compassion. Now, look, I just want to talk about Peter a minute. Now, no doubt Peter remembers an experience he'd had with Jesus. It's in Mark chapter 5, when he saw Jesus raise a little girl back to life who died. And when we look at that story, seeing all the compassion and the commotion and the crying, Jesus in this story told all of those people to go outside. And then with Peter, James and John only, Jesus goes into the room. And the word of God says he took her by the hand, that's Jesus, and he said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." So Peter had seen what Jesus had done. Now Peter changes just one letter and says, "Tabitha kum," and she gets up. Now what's interesting is that Peter learned how to do miracles by mimicking Jesus. And if we're to become a supernatural church that experiences miracles, we, like Peter, have to learn from Jesus and then act in faith also like him. We have to go for it. We have to make ourselves vulnerable. We have to pray big prayers. And maybe we're going to do that alone because we're quite not confident that Jesus is going to bail us out by the power of the Holy Spirit. But by this time in his ministry, Peter realized if you don't ask, you don't receive. And if you don't big prayers, and if you don't pray big prayers, you're not going to see big miracles. And some of us are skeptical when we read about things like this. But this type of miracle, though it's totally amazing, it's not unheard of in Scripture. Elijah raised a widow. Elisha raised a Shunammite woman. A man was raised who touched Elisha's bones. Jesus raised the son of a widow. Jesus rose a daughter. Jesus rose Lazarus. Jesus himself rose from the dead. Matthew tells us that after Jesus rose from the dead, others raised from the dead. But you know, my favourite story is also in the book of Acts, when a man named Eucritus fell asleep during one of Paul's sermons. And Paul must have been going on, and he fell out of the window and died. But what the story tells us, and you can find it, it's in Acts 20 verses 9 and 10, and Paul raised him from the dead. But probably the downside of that, he had to continue hearing Paul's sermon that went on and on and on. And so if you raise somebody from the dead, I promise you, you're not going to have a long sermon here. But here through Jesus, through Peter, Dorcas is raised from the dead. Now we don't hear about what happens next, but I don't think she went on the speaking circuit to give her testimony. I'm convinced that after she regained her strength, she went right back to her quiet and unassuming work. You see, miracles always magnify God. and work to spread the good news of Jesus and his glory. And we know that because this is what it says in verse 32. This became known over all Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. You know, if we dare to pray some big miracle prayers here at London Road Baptist Church, if you begin to pray big miracle prayers, do you know that the reputation of Jesus will spread here in Lowestoft as well? And that is the greater miracle. When the church was scattered, it grew because there was an expectation of the supernatural and people prayed big prayers. You know, I just want to say that some of you really excel in your expressions of servanthood because God has given you a special ability to serve. Perhaps you are that quiet practitioner of acts of kindness, just like Tabitha was. You do notice the needs of others. And you find joy in meeting them. And I want to say, and I want to encourage you, this is one of the most important evangelistic methods, because service-style evangelists touch people nobody else can reach. And I've often said this. Francis of Assisi says, at all times preach the gospel. When necessary, use words. But I think we do need to use the words. But I agree with Francis of Assisi. Those words should always be backed up, not just with head knowledge, but with acts of compassion. And as I study this passage, I begin to wonder why Dorcas was raised from the dead, while somebody earlier in Acts, like Stephen, was not. Remember Stephen? He was publicly martyred for his faith in Jerusalem. And it seems to me that it would have been incredibly powerful if he'd been brought back to life in a very public way in that capital city, Jerusalem. But he wasn't. And yet here's a quiet woman raised to life in a private upper room in a small town. So why was she raised? Was it because she was a great teacher that could never be replaced? Was it because she was some huge financial contributor? Was it because she herself was a miracle worker? Well, I've got to say, no, it wasn't. But then it hits me. She was raised back to life because God does not want compassion to die in the church. Of all the things the church is to be known for, is that we compassionately care for people in their time of need. And this coronavirus season is a time when you and I can do acts of compassion in the community that is in crisis. When Tabitha died, there was a compassion crisis in the church. And Peter called on Tabitha to get up, and she did. And God is calling each of us to get up and to be involved in acts of compassion. We are to be devoted disciples and doers of deeds and helpers of the hurting. The true measure of our effectiveness as a church is not defined by what happens in here. And it can't be due to this coronavirus season because we're all shut up. But it's about what happens out there where we're still open. And the church, through you and I, is still fully open in Lowestoft. You know, no one can do everything, but every one of us can do something when we all become full servants of Jesus Christ and become true disciples of Jesus, just like Tabitha, a.k.a. Dorcas. I hope you've got something out of this morning's message on Tabitha, a.k.a. Dorcas. We're going to draw to a close now. It's been great seeing you all again. Don't forget, come and meet with us next week between 10 and 10:30 on our meet and greet Zoom. Don't forget, we've got a church meeting via Zoom this Tuesday. If you're a church member, make sure you click on that. And if you want to know anything about us, then do go on our church website, because there's not only these Sunday broadcasts, there's lots of other information about who we are and what we believe in. at London Royal Baptist Church, and you'd be really, really welcome to join with us. And so I'm going to finish now, and what a suitable song to sing. I know it's fairly traditional, but we know it well. The Servant King by Graham Kendrick. Bye.
To cruel nature.